As Vice President of Sales and Communications for the Republic of Tea, Christina Tucker believes in the beauty and power of the leaf. Her mission is to educate and inspire people worldwide about teas and herbs, their varieties, origins, rituals, cultures, and health benefits. She joined the Republic of Tea in 2003 and was named Minister of Enlightenment in 2007. Before that, she was National Sales Manager at Just Desserts and worked as the Promotions Manager at Whole Foods Markets Allegro Coffee Company in Boulder, Colorado. She is the current chair of the Board of Trustees of the American Herbal Products Association. Tucker holds a degree in economics from Alfred Lerner College of Business and Economics at the University of Delaware and a master's in strategic communication from the American University School of Communication. I'm so delighted, Christina, that you joined us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Well, it's an honor to be here with you. This is going to be a great conversation.
Today's discussion explains how sip by sip rather than gulp by gulp advocacy resonated with consumers who came to expect much more from a tea brand than attractive tins and eco-friendly messaging. The Republic of Tea first articulated its commitment to ethical sourcing, fair labor practices, reducing waste, rejuvenating land, and sustainable cultivation over 30 years ago. How did that advocacy evolve?
We're so fortunate at the Republic of Tea that the concept of the brand is all in a book called The Republic of Tea that Mel and Patricia Ziegler and Bill Rosenzweig wrote in the early 90s. All of the ideas are captured in this book. So we can always refer back to the book to get inspiration and to go back to that place of where the heart of it began and then has infused in all of us.
Author Simon Sinek discusses the importance of companies establishing why they exist. During a lengthy correspondence, the Republic of Tea's founders embraced that concept and later published the process in a 355-page book that details what we wanted it to be and the values they aspired to, along with the steps necessary to realize their vision. Will you talk a little about convincing millions of consumers to emigrate to the Republic?
Of course, it all starts with great taste. You know, all these different varieties, all this innovation that we do is all about delivering on that promise that it's going to taste amazing. And then we work from there. And then part of that taste experience is that philosophy and that lifestyle that we emphasize. It comes from there and then it expands. We create the Republic of Tea that people can emigrate to. When you're sipping the Republic of Tea, you become a citizen. And this whimsy, this idea that you've immigrated to a special place that the tea takes you to and that helps you have this lifestyle of well-being is really quite magical and fun and whimsical. And yes, at times it might be a little bit of a stretch for some, but when you embrace it, it becomes just part of your whole experience. And that's what our promise is to deliver that just great taste experience as part of being a citizen.
In the last few years, we've seen the word botanicals, or the word infusions, attached to several former tea companies. As you developed your concept, you did not signal, "We are Camellia sinensis and nothing else." Instead, you promoted a range of infusions, herbal blends, and teas. The Republic of Tea, for example, was always big on green tea. Talk about why infusions, including traditional teas, are now a thing.
We think of it this way. I mean, all of these magical plants, all Camellia sinensis to chamomile to hibiscus to ginseng, you name it, all of these plants and herbs and shrubs and roots, they all come together and unite in these cups, in these wonderful blends that we make at the Republic of Tea. We have over 350 varieties of teas and herbs now, botanicals blended with Camellia sinensis, black tea, green tea on its own as well. So it's really just being innovative and creative, not being afraid. We take a lot of risks. We import from, I think it's over 80 countries now. So we're playing with all different ingredients all the time. And when it comes to the trends, we really listen to our citizens. They're often telling us what they're looking for. They're looking for herbal infusions, botanicals. Some are looking for functions. We started to blend with more herbs, yes, right from the beginning. But then we, in 2006, we expanded into our Be Well collection. So we started to work more with function with our beautifying botanicals, which we launched a few years back, and playing with blue butterfly pea flower and different white hibiscus and just exploring all these different types of herbs. And then we've launched our Super Adapt collection, where we're using ashwagandha and rhodiola and some of these wonderful adaptogenic herbs. We have a collection of just our super herbs, our single herbs of origin that are all organic, premium, best in class, different herbals like an Egyptian hibiscus or a South African green rooibos. Always looking, again, for just the best flavor in the cup.
Tea audiences monitor every detail on series like Downton Abbey and Bridgerton. And tea enthusiasts like to chat about what Lady Mary or Violet Crawley are drinking, or the beautiful silver service polished in the kitchen. It was a delight reading Carson's Guide to Tea at Downton Abbey. The Republic of Tea brought fantasy to life with a Downton Abbey line that includes 8 teas, gift sets, a recipe journal, 7 Bridgerton teas, and the official Bridgerton guide to entertaining.
Well, let me go back even farther than that. It started with Memoirs of a Geisha. That was the first collaboration that we did. We know people like to enjoy tea when they're reading or enjoying a series like Downton Abbey or Bridgerton. So that's where the connection began. And so we had success with Memoirs of a Geisha, but where these partnerships really blossomed would be with the movie Eat, Pray, Love. We took black tea from India, cinnamon from Indonesia, and blood orange from Italy. So those 3 countries. So that was where some of these ideas really integrating with the story and the blends started to come together. The blends are collaborative. So we're working with the respective Netflix or Disney or BBC, and we all taste teas together. We talk about the characters. We talk about what would they drink or what symbolizes that character. And it blossoms from there. So, yeah, they're so much fun to work on. And it really also connects with the citizens. We still sell Downton Abbey teas. I don't think we'll ever be able to let those go.
You have seasonal favorites as well.
Yes, we are in tea drinking season, and the fall flavors are just a thrill. So we have our iconic hot apple cider. It is our top seller year in, year out for our fall tea. But we do have something new that we added. Of course, there's always pumpkin. So we have our pumpkin pie chai that we launched this year. Really interesting ingredients, I have to share. Of course, with a chai, we've got cinnamon, ginger, of course, pumpkin, nutmeg. But there's also roasted dandelion root in here, which makes this blend so well-rounded.
Your continuity is impressive. Messaging must change over 20 years, becoming more perceptive, insightful, and effective, but core values are timeless. Lifestyle brands wax and wane, with many companies spending to raise awareness for a good cause, but often when the person championing that cause is replaced, it becomes clear that the company isn't committed to the bone. If it does not embrace fearless innovation and a commitment to values in its DNA, it drifts back to social, environmental, and business practices that are no longer sustainable. It'll be the death of companies going forward.
I agree. And that is something distinct about the Republic of Tea, in that it is, bones were built with those values and continues to be at our core. Our ethos are built around that. To your question about the future and looking forward, it's absolutely necessary that as an industry, we all come together and look towards resolving all of the the issues that different countries are battling at origin, us as tea companies come together and look at the future and how we can help the livelihood of all of us in the whole tea trade, that holistic, that intrinsic need to do good for each other. And that is what's going to make our beautiful industry thrive.
Produced by Atavita Studios, connect your voice to the world.